Hello, this is Janelle.
Hey, Janelle, this is Sam Jones. How are you?
Hey, Sam. Good. I was glad. I was like, I hope it's him because it said spam risk in my phone.
No, it's not a
Yay, it's
spam.
Sam Jones. Can I tell you, Jones is my dream last name. I always want to be Mrs. Jones.
Yes, you
And
can.
you're probably too young to even know the song. Do you know the song, Mr. and Mrs. Jones?
No, I didn't.
All right. That's your homework for today. You'll have to find the song, Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
What was the
It
name?
might be Marvin Gaye, I forget. Mrs. Jones.
The song name you're talking about?
The song, yeah, it's actually Mrs. Jones, I'm pretty sure.
Mrs. Jones, let me search it right now. Miss
Yeah, search
Jones.
and see what you find.
I have too many
Popular
ideas.
song.
Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones, Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, a lot of people probably have it, but the original, let me look right now, Mrs. Jones.
Died.
Yeah, the original was by Kenny Gable, Leon Huff. Let me
Kenny
see.
Joel, okay.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Jones by Kenny Gable, Gable.
I got it. Okay, I will live the devil in Miss Jones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How was the song? The
Me.
song is nice.
Yeah, it's called Me and Mrs. Jones, the song.
It's yours, okay?
So every female likes that. Oh, in my age range, but they all want to be Mrs. Jones.
So what's in your age frame, like what's your age, if you don't mind?
Yeah. So I'm actually gonna be. I think I'm turning 42 or 43 this summer. So this song is even beyond my time, but it's like what my parents listen to.
Okay. I will definitely
So,
I will keep this homework right, and I'll definitely listen to this song, and I will give you the
yeah.
feedback.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's great. So I think you several times you have listened to this song, so you may know the what kind of song is that? Is this a romantic action? What kind of song is this? The name
Yeah,
of it.
exactly. So it's like a soulful song, and it's basically singing about a guy and his affair with his lover's name is Mrs. Jones. So they're
Oh,
talking about that they meet at a cafe every day at 6:30. They hold hands.
so basically, he sang this song for his lover.
Yes, you said it. Yep.
Okay, well,
Yep.
do you have any
That's
other?
the short version, but yeah, popular song. It came out in 1972.
1972. I think it's 1973. I just searched over the Google. It's The Devil in Miss
Oh,
Jones,
okay.
1973. Alden Showman is the album name, I guess.
Got it. Yeah, this one I see it says Me and Mrs. Jones in 72. It's a soul song written by Kenny Gable. So the person who recorded it is called Billy Paul, the soul person singing.
Yeah, it's a Billy Paul. I just saw him here, right? Here it is, the Billy Paul.
Yeah, that's the one you need to listen to.
Well, definitely, I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so and the genre they call it soul, like soul music.
So music, right? So I believe, did he do something for his lover, or did he sing a song after this for his lover, or not?
Got it. I don't know the whole story. Probably my parents would know a little bit better. But the song is really popular because a lot of times, like in movies, it'll say Me and Mrs. Jones. So, a lot of people always say, or like a female will say Mr. and Mrs. Jones. So everyone always loves the last. So Jones has always been one of the last names I always loved.
And be honest with you, I really do like to listen to, love stories and romantic stories. This is my
Yeah,
really
that's
love to
right.
listen this. Might be according to your way of speaking and according to your voice, I can say that I think you also love to listen to love stories and romantic songs and other things. Do you
Yeah,
not?
for sure, for sure.
I
Yep,
suppose.
and I anything with music, right? Music is life.
So you are a music lover, like music is life, you can say.
Yes, for sure. Big time love music.
That's great.
I was actually wondering if the website would be able to have like music playing. I don't know how that works.
let's come over the website. So the website which we are going to be great for you, right? So what's in the exact nature of that website? Are you selling something on the site, or you are just
Exactly. So I'm going to be selling pet items for dogs and cats.
Okay. And what
kind
of, you are selling dogs and pets here, or you are selling their accessories?
Yeah, the accessories, not the Can you imagine? I mean, people do that too.
I want to make sure I make myself clear. Like,
you'd be like, wait a minute, there's some that's like some illegal action going on. I work a full-time job, highly stressful job. So this is like something I want to do on the side, and maybe one day I could retire from it and live in, you know, large. I hope to go big one day. So I am starting small. I don't have the budget to buy a ton of items. Like, I'm not going to have like dog food and bowls and a ton of clothes, like hopefully one day, but I want it to be more exclusive where I have just specific items. So right now I have like 3 color themes that I'm going with because I ordered exactly the accessories. So it's the harness, like to put on the dog, the collar, the leashes, like a bow tie. And then I have, I did spend some money to invest in these water bottles that are insulated. And it separates into 2 parts where you can put the food and the water into one part. And then it has like a cup at the top so even you could drink water. So that's kind of the only like item that I'm having. But otherwise, the other stuff are just stuff that the pets would wear. And I really want to promote it in like it's a spring-summer vibe with the items that I have.
Okay, that's perfect. No issue with that, right?
Yeah, almost like it's an exclusive. Like, you know, it's only going to be here for this spring and summer of 22. Like next year, it would be a different look. By the fall, I want to put different items on the website. So it's like, you know, I have decent quantities, but not, you know, like hundreds of stuff. So I want to, you know, make whatever I have like really pop. And I don't want a website that has like, I guess, too much writing. Like I want it to be simple and like fresh. You know, I'll be able to send you photos. So, like one of the color themes I have, like one of the harnesses has like a bottle. I want to call that one like, I'm still thinking of a name, but it's going to be like summer vibes or good vibes only or something like that. Because on the harness that the dog wears, there's a picture of like a mojito drink, headphones, suntan lotion. So it's kind of like reminding you of like the beach type of thing, if that makes sense.
Yes, I do understand that. Right. So your plan is that you want to launch this site in summer, like in June or July, right?
Yes, yeah, so no, I want to launch it ASAP, but the items will be for people to purchase now, thinking about those that time, June and July.
June and July, okay. And what about
the... Yeah, so like I want to launch it where... You know, now, like, especially, I don't know if you're in California, I think your company was, but, like, you know, it's cold here, so I want to get, like, started. Like, my product should be coming in within 30 to 45 days.
Uh-huh.
And I want to launch it, you know, right at that time, so people are starting to think about planning their summer getaways, getting away with the dogs. I have these safety seat belts for the dogs, so, like, if you're driving in the car, it, like, straps them in. So I want people to start thinking about, like, safety with the dogs, traveling, and things like that.
Okay. So can you let me know how many products do you have extra, approximately, like 10, 15, 20, and where you are importing the products from? As you said, you will have the product within, like, 30 or 45 days. So are you importing products from somewhere else or what?
Yeah, so I'm importing them from China.
Like through AliExpress, I guess?
Yeah, through Alibaba, exactly, yep.
Okay. So on Alibaba, do you have one manufacturer, supplier, or do you have several?
I'm working with a couple different ones on the items.
On the items, okay. I see. And after the summer and the fall, would you like to add more products, or you want to just remove the pets products or accessories, and you will show any other products which will be running in the fall season that you want to do.
Exactly. So come the fall season, like the summer items can move maybe like into a clearance fold, like a clearance link,
uh-huh.
Or like on sale type of thing. And then in the fall, which I would put together the order with my supplier in the summer, I want to get like the sweaters and holiday themes and stuff like that.
Okay, but so at that time again you will import products from Alibaba for this fall season and then you will upload on your site.
Yes.
Okay, I do understand that. I have an idea for you, but I will let you know after, in the last of this call, right? I will let you
okay,
know.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Idea. I have a great
okay,
idea.
Okay, got it.
And
okay, so in terms of the quantity, So say like there's four sizes, extra small, small, medium, large. Some maybe have an extra large. It's usually about four sizes each item, like the harnesses, for instance. I got like 20 of each size. So I'd have to add up for you how many items, pieces, but in terms of like the actual just the product, it's only going to be, it's not even 15.
Okay.
I mean, I can kind of count and see. So that's why the way I want my page to look is almost kind of like, I don't know, like almost like a cartoon, if that makes sense, where like when you open the page, like I almost wanted something like with a dog, like if I could find a dog in the water or sitting by a pool, and then just kind of have the harness like as a prop there. And then that's one color, and then like the suntan lotion, a drink, a mojito drink with the mint leaves inside. Like those are how I'm going to plan to take the pictures. And then they can like click on these items like by the dog. Like if they're interested in the harness, they click the harness. Cause everything, so the harness, the bow tie, the waist poop bags, they're all the exact same patterns. So I want all the same patterns to kind of just be at one glance on a page when people look. And then my actual logo theme is like a turquoise, like ocean blue color. I want all the products in that color to just be on one page.
I do understand that, right? Everything is possible. Don't need to worry about that, right? So if I may ask you, right, do you have your existing site or you don't have any existing site yet?
So this is super duper duper important, Sam, and that's what I was getting confused talking to Thomas. I did sign up for Shopify.
Okay.
I signed up for their 14-day trial. I think I have 5 days left. And what attracted me to your company was it was offering, you know, pretty similar services where I can kind of do everything on one site, because for me, I'm not educated on to do all of this, and two, I work a full-time job that even when I'm home, they're looking for me. So it's almost like I'm working 24 hours. On Shopify, I ended up spending money to purchase a domain for the year.
Uh-huh.
So the website is I don't know if you saw the details there, but my site's going to be called Vampy Paws. So I did set up a domain, vampypaws.com. And when I spoke to Thomas, he said that I would be able to keep that because all the stuff I'm getting shipped has that logo, has one, my logo, but two, that website pre-printed on it.
Okay. By the way, how to spell Vampy? So V-E-M-P-Y.
Yep, just like how it sounds, like a vampire.
Vampires.
So, yep, Vampy, like exactly how it sounds, V-A-M-P-Y, like yo-yo.
Okay. Let me
pause, paws.com.
Vampy paws. Okay. I do understand that. So did you create anything on the Shopify when you have a 14 days trial? So did you create anything on the Shopify? You haven't created anything else.
Have I done what on Shopify? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, did you create any website on the Shopify? or you haven't created anything on the Shopify? Because once you purchase,
I haven't created. So literally, that's what happens to me. So after doing all this research, I'm like, okay, like Shopify made it seem like I could create my pictures, drag it onto their website, put the pricing, and I'm ready to go. I literally yesterday tried to do it, and I'm like, I actually won't be able to handle this myself. And then that's when I decided to hire someone to make the website for me. Mm-hmm. But in the interim of that, I'm in Shopify, so I just want to make sure I don't have to still pay for Shopify's monthly payment, because literally I didn't create a website. So if you go to vampypods.com, I think it says coming soon or something.
I'm on the Vampire, so W is in Victor. Oh, sorry. It's V is in Victor, A is in Apple, M is in Mary, P is in Paul, Y is in Yankee, right?
Vampire. Yep.
No, it has a password needed, and it's opening coming soon.
It says opening soon, or
yes.
Coming soon.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that, like, the domain that I create, so Shopify offered me a price where I paid for the domain, and it's good till I think it said March, whatever date, 2023. So I want to make sure that I can still use that. Like, do I still need to keep Shopify? So that's what was confusing with my conversation with Thomas.
Okay.
Because he said WordPress is better, and I've heard WordPress is better because you could be more creative and I can get my vision, but I don't know coding and all that stuff, obviously. So, you know.
I do understand. Okay, let me share my experience with you, right? The first answer of your question is that of vampypowers.com, which you have purchased from Shopify, we can use that same domain, right, for your website.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter you have purchased from the Shopify, it can connect with us. We can do that, right? First,
okay.
I think this confusion is clear now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're telling me good news. That's my main thing, yeah.
That's great. No issue with that. You will, I will definitely help you out, and I know you don't know the coding, you don't know the stuffs, you don't know how to develop a site. I do really understand that. That's why we are sitting here, and definitely I will help you out and get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And I will definitely help
Perfect.
You out grow your business as well in different ways, because we know we are the professionals here, and definitely, as you said, you don't know the things, right? So I will guide you accordingly, like how to create a website, and I will share some ideas, and I will definitely connect you with the marketing guy as well, like, which is help you out in the marketing things, right? Then it will be more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
To grow your business, like how the website will show over the Google, how you can drive traffic on your site, how you can increase your revenue, you know, all of this stuff, the
mm-hmm.
how to grab the customer through the Google, and increase your revenue, right? So all the things,
right?
You can
perfect.
From the scratch, I will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Even I will include. In our corresponding to my head of the marketing department as well. If I needed to include my other hired for other departments, if I needed, definitely I will add him or her in our corresponding, and definitely they will help us to grow your business, right? And different ideas. So you don't need to worry about.
Okay, sounds good.
Anything, right? You are here, and you are right. You are at the right place. I'm saying this, and you will get all the things from us. You will. And once your website will complete it, and you will say, Sam, you will do it. Definitely.
I can't wait, and I believe it, Sam. I believe it.
Okay, let me explain you the process. Right, the process how we will go and what step we will follow to complete your site and what would be the process.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have max 5 steps to complete your website. The first step is that you have a form which I shared with you yesterday, right? So that form you need to fill out and send it back to me. Once I have the form, I will forward that form to the production department, and production department will take 48 business hours. You can say 2 days from now, or from the day when I share the form with the production. From that
uh-huh.
They will count 48 hours, and after 48 hours, they will provide me 2 initial website design. They will use stock images and they will use dummy content on the design to represent you, like the how the layout or the website looks like whenever you will be upload your picture. So whenever I will send you the designs, so you need to just focus on the layout or the flow of the website, because pictures and content all are dummy. It can be changed. It can be changed as per your feedback. You will say, Sam, I don't need this picture. I want this picture. I will replace with that. And the content, obviously, you will provide the content according to your section. Whatever content, whatever text you want on the side, definitely I will replace with that. So once you approve the design, right, then we will move to the second step. And the second step would be to create inner pages. Inner pages means home page, about us page, about us, under the about us page, definitely you will mention about your company, about yourself, how long have you been in this business, what you are doing each and every, you know the about us content, right? Then the third page would be shop page or the product page, where you can upload the product, where the client go and select the product and purchase them. The fourth page would be blog, or if you don't want any blog page, then the blog page would be the
What does the blog page mean, Sam? That's just like, what is that exactly?
It's simply, you can say a few articles, you know.
I could put articles?
Yes, a blog is like your regular updates website.
Like I know people are bloggers because I was, okay, got it. Yeah, I don't think I will have time to even do that, maybe eventually. But I was thinking, like, would I be able to put on the blog maybe, like, pet recipes or, like,
about,
like things like that?
A particular subject with readers, like, about your products?
Oh, the blog would be about the product.
It's good. It depends on the, you know, the things which you are selling, the which you are, if you are providing services, so the blog would be just about the services. If you are selling something, the blog would be about your products. Like, blog is generally the process of writing a blog, like an online journal in which you share your thoughts.
Right, and which people do. So that's why I was thinking to blog, like, different, like, recipes that I would make for the pet items, like, if I made, like, a doggy-friendly peanut butter cookie, like, I would put that on the blog.
That's perfect if you want to write down for the recipes.
Or I want to promote a lot of stuff with pet safety, so I would say, like, you know, did you know that getting boots for your dogs or wiping your dog's paws after each walk does this, or... I got what you're saying.
Right, so if you really want the blog page, so we will create it. Otherwise, you don't want the blog page at the moment, so definitely the last page would be the contact us page. If somebody wants to contact with you, they will just fill out the form on the contact us page, having a 3 or 4 details, which is name, email address, and the form. If somebody wants to ask something, they will just fill out the form. You will get all the notification at your email, right, and you will just respond them back.
Got it. And while we're talking about that, Sam, is there a way to create Bampi Paws email at because I want to get rid of my, I don't want my email on there.
No problem. I will definitely help you out in this thing. No issue. Right. And did you get my email, which I sent you yesterday, right? I believe so. You got email.
You mean with the one with the form?
Yes. And you only.
Yes. So I did get the, go ahead.
Did you accept our invitation?
I don't know. What was the invitation? Let me look. Did you send it to me yesterday or you sent it today?
Yesterday, I'm talking about.
I think so because I went on the website and I registered information.
Did you?
I responded to the problem for me with the form was it wasn't like mobile friendly, and I was at work and I don't want to do anything on the computer. So now that I'm home this evening, I'll be able to fill out the form and send it to you.
Okay, so let me tell you about the that form. You need to open a Teamwork. Okay, the form, yesterday you accept the invitation, right? Yesterday you got 3 emails. One is, the first email would be like a get started button where you just click on it and you just created a password over there. Did you do that, right?
Yes, I did do that.
Wait, so you did do that, so... Do one more thing. Whenever you will open your laptop or computer, right? You just open the Teamwork access there. once you open that.
What do you open? I'm sorry, what? The T word?
If it's possible, can you do it right now? I can hold the line. You can open laptop or desktop. I can guide you.
Sam, I actually can't. It's a whole convoluted thing because it's like you can't make this stuff up. I literally just ordered a new laptop and it came today, so I have to, like, you know, plug it in. Like, yeah, I literally just got the computer today. That's why I, like, had to rush home to get the computer from the office where it delivered and to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be able to do it right now.
Okay.
But if you want, yeah, I mean.
Let's do one thing. I'm going to email you the link, okay? So whenever you will open your laptop, right, the email you will configure with your laptop and you will have all the emails, right? So you will have my email as well. So when I have sent, I'm going to send you the link. When you open that link, right, they will ask you the username and password. In the username, you will fill out your email, and in the password, yesterday you have already created a password, right? You will put that password there.
Yeah, I did that already, yep.
Right. Once you put that, then you log in there. Once you log in, then on the top, having a navigation bar, like list, dashboard, and some other options. So in that option, having one more option, which is messages. Just click on the
messages. Yes, got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click on the messages option, then you will see the track, that is website updates. Once you click on it, then you will see all the messages. In that message, is having another message with the attachment of the form. So once you will that moment, just click on that form. The next page will be up here. Then in the next page, having the option preview or download it. So you should have to download that form. Once you download it, this you can fill out online. That is a Word document file.
Perfect. Okay, got it. Yes, I haven't upgraded my Apple phone, and I think that's why I couldn't download it today.
Mm-hmm.
One, and then two, I didn't want to download anything on the work computer, so I will do that this evening, though.
That's perfect. Well, once you download it, fill out the form online, save that form again,
and then I save it, and then it'll go right back to you, and I'll send you an email so you know I did it.
Right. But where you send that form, right? Once you logged in, right, and go to the messages and websites, right? And there is option which is add reply button. You have to click on the add reply button. The message box will be up here. You will write down the message or whatever message you want. And underneath having an option add attachment. So you will
got it. And reattach it back to you. Got it.
Right. This is the process. This is that is our online CRM. Right. Through this process, through this CRM, we will, correspond to each other. Right. Further corresponding, we will do through this CRM. Because in that CRM, our management department is looking all our conversations. My QA department, each and every person is there, and they are looking forward all the conversations. That's why
sounds like a plan. Got it. Okay.
So this is the process. The process which I just explained you about the website staff. So do you have any concern, any question in that staff so you can ask me?
No, I think I should be able to do that once we wrap up, and I just have to make myself a little dinner. Then I'm going to do that.
Okay, so when would you like to share the
form? If I have any questions, I'll send you an email, but I should be fine. I'll make sure that I save it, I reattach it in the messages and send it,
mm-hmm.
and then we should be good.
Right, and what about the form, when would you like to send it?
When would I like to send what, I'm sorry?
The form.
The form? I'm going to send you I'm going to do the form and everything tonight.
Tonight, and also, do you have a website logo? Logo design.
I do, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So, form you will have to attach your logo design as well. So, we will use the same logo in the design. And according to the logo.
Okay.
According to the logo color, we will use logo color in the website layout. Okay?
So, that's what I wanted to talk about, Sam.
Yes.
The logo is a black background with white writing, and then there's a heart shape. That's the color of, like, the blue ocean and the islands.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure the website is not dark. So, because I'm promoting the spring and summer, because all the items I have are all bright colors. So I'll send everything over and then, you know, see what you guys come up with. But my logo is pretty much a black background. But I want to make sure the website's not dark. But maybe black looks nice with the pop of bright colors. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. We will attach that logo.
And I'll see what you guys pull back exactly. And we start with step A and B and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Right, and one last question, right, because the website questions is completed, right? So the last question is that, what tool would you like to use in the future to do the marketing of your website and get the revenue and increase the revenue?
I don't know how. I was planning to do a lot of online marketing, and also in person. I wanted to, you know, like I'm going to set up something like a thing for my, because I live in a complex with a lot of dogs. So I wanted to get like a yard thing to stick in the yard with like a QR code in my website. So like when neighbors are walking by, they can scan their phone and it takes them to my website. But more so I wanted to also set up an Instagram page or Facebook. And actually reminding me, Thomas said that yesterday was like a complimentary Tuesday where they would help me set up it. Do the Instagram for free. Is that true?
Did he mention this thing?
Yeah, Thomas said that each day they do like certain like discounts. So yesterday was Tuesdays, and he says Tuesday you get a complimentary website set up, like a social media website set up.
Okay, if he said this, so definitely it will be included in the form, in your account. No issue with that, right?
Okay.
You want to go with this Facebook and Instagram pages, right?
Yes. So I didn't create one yet because I have an Instagram for myself and one for my dog. So I wanted, of course, just to say Vampy Paws, but I didn't touch anything yet. I don't know how it works, how, you know, with you helping me and stuff as well. But is there any other marketing ideas? Because I see a lot on Instagram, like, you know, I'll be looking at stuff and people's, like, other sites pop up and you click into it, but I don't know how I would get, like, exposure to that.
No problem. You don't need to worry about that, actually. As I said to you, I will include my marketing department as well.
Yep, you'll get, exactly. Sounds good. And then the next thing I was worried about, Sam, was also how to do, like, payments. On the website, yeah.
The website, okay, no problem. I will help you out.
Like when people are shopping for the products and things like that.
No problem. I will figure out these things right, and definitely I will guide you step by step, like how.
Okay, perfect.
I believe you are using PayPal and other merchants. Do you?
Yeah, so I want to do like I want to see if I can at least. I definitely need credit cards. Is PayPal use credit card too?
PayPal, credit cards, might be not, but I need to see that, right? And I will let you know.
Yeah, because people are very weird about PayPal. You know, I was looking for something that they can actually, I don't know if it was called Klarna or something. I forget what that was I saw, but I was looking for something where they can also use their credit card information.
I will do the discussion with my department, right? And I will make that system very user-friendly so everybody can easily access payment easily. So I will do that for that, right? As I said to you, you are at the right place. So you will get all the things from us in very user-friendly.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm.
Right, so anything else from my hand to turn on so you can ask me, right? So we can
So I think that was it. The payments, also, like, the shipping situation. I don't know if you were able to assist with that because I see the commercials where, like, you know, people, like, are able to use one website and they print out all the shipping labels for them. I don't know if you had something you could introduce me to that or I need to research that on my own. Just, like, when people put out the orders, like, how, like, the cheapest way that I can ship people items because I do want to try and offer either a flat rate shipping on my website. I can't afford free, but I want to give some kind of discount where maybe it's built into the price, but I want to, you know, have like a catchy phrase, like shipping is always, you know, this price or what have you.
I will help you out in this thing as well. I have another idea.
Okay.
But I have
got it. So, yeah, for step one, I'm good for now to, like, fill out the form as you've instructed me, and then we, you know, we wait for the next step in a couple days. Would it be you calling me back?
Once I receive the form from your hand, then I will forward that form to the person, right? And then I will get back to you within 48 hours. Let's say if you will share the form today, today is Wednesday, right? I will definitely
get back
to you on Friday day end, or might be because Saturday and Sunday we don't work the weekends, right? So
what's good for you, you shouldn't. Okay, yeah, so then we would plan to connect more latest Monday.
Latest Monday, right? If I will have all the designs by Friday, I'll definitely call you back and I will discuss with you. No issue with that, right?
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm excited, Sam. I do feel a lot better. Thank you for your patience answering all my questions, too.
No problem. I'm here to help you out. This is my job and this is my responsibility. I love to talk with you, right? Because the way of your
speaking
and talking and so the way of your behavior, I really like it.
Yeah. Thank you, and make sure you listen to that song too.
For a long time, I'm speaking with this kind of person who is speaking this in the good gesture.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like we have a good connection and a vibe. We can make it. It's gonna be pretty good teamwork.
Definitely, we'll help you out together as well, and create your brand and make everyone make the awareness of your brand to everyone in the USA.
Yes, exactly. And I could get out of my crazy job.
By the way, what job are you doing, if you don't mind?
I'm a property manager. I manage a residential building.
Really? In which city, by the way?
What'd you say?
In which city, by the way?
Oh, in Jersey City. Are you in New Jersey? Are you in the East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast. San Jose.
Well, you're on the West Coast. Got it. Yeah, so I'm in Jersey City. Have you heard of that?
Yes, definitely. And whenever I would come over there, so definitely I will contact you for the residence.
Yeah.
I believe so. You will not charge service charges.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's unbelievable. I worked in Brooklyn for a long time, and I thought going to New Jersey would be a little calmer, but the people are a challenge, forget it. So, and it's a new construction, so, you know, anything newly built has its own problems, and then you add in the people, so it's a lot of work, but, you know, I'm still blessed with something. I have a roof over my head, and, you know, I'm thankful, but I'm hoping my doggy business takes me into a different plateau and a different area eventually.
Would be wonderful, and I believe you will not charge anything from me if I need anything else in New Jersey. Oh, you will not charge.
Yeah.
And you will not
charge. I don't think you want to leave the West Coast, but if you want to come visit New Jersey, yeah, you let me know. And if you need an apartment, I hook you up with a discount.
That would be great. I really appreciate it, right? Great. It's 2 months time, right? Over there, so 6, 5, 6, 8, 9, 9.
Yeah, it's going up to 8 o'clock, so not too late, but it's I'm going to settle in, get dinner, and, you know, get myself situated and back to work tomorrow. But are you going to be heading home soon, or I don't know if you work from home.
No, actually, I'm in the office, right? My timing is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., so now 1 hour is left to over my shift, and then after that...
Good for you. Well, enjoy the rest of your shift, and then have a good night, too, when you get home.
Definitely. And by the way, you are going to be have a dinner, right? So what thing you are going to be eat?
I'm not sure yet for dinner. Probably I'm thinking maybe like a salad with some steak, something warm, but maybe a little bit of greens too.
So are you in dieting or something? You are saying salad?
No, not dieting. Just because it's late, so I usually... You know, I usually get home and eat a little bit earlier, but I was really busy today at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no dieting. I eat very well.
That's
what,
great.
What are you going to have for dinner?
I have not decided yet, but I had a lunch, right, and I had a Broadway and lunch.
Got it.
But I have not decided for today. Let's see what happens once I will be at home, then I will...
Exactly. The options are endless. Sometimes it's just a night for cereal. Some nights I just want cereal. I don't want to do nothing.
What you will be doing at your home when you don't want to do anything like a dinner or something. So you will watch.
Yep, exactly. Make dinner and putz around and stuff. So, but good talking to you, Sam. So we'll stay in touch.
No, right. I will be definitely get back to you once I have the phone. And nice talking with you as well. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.